Kicked up a notch.
Hey, did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Important stuff to talk about today. You know, there is probably no greater challenge to the body than war. We talk about training on this show all the time, and we talk about functional training. However, there is no greater test of functional training than a life and death situation. My guest today has been on the show before. I'm a huge admirer of his. And when you go to one of those movies where the hero has to go back in behind enemy lines to save the damsel in distress, literally go into the cage of the beast and take that damsel in distress or whatever it is that they're trying to save literally out of the jaws of the beast. And it's always portrayed by Arnold Schwarzenegger or somebody like that. The real life person that they are portraying is my guest today, Nathaniel Morrison. How you doing, Nate?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you?
Let's give the audience some back history, because it's probably, I think the last time you were on the show was either 2006 or 2007.
So 2007, 2008 time frame, I think.
Okay, all right. And that's when you were still, you were the publisher of the Military Fitness magazine at that time.
We were just wrapping that down.
That's right. Okay. And for those who don't know who you are, give a little bit of your background in special operations, special forces type stuff.
Sure. I've been, I was in Air Force Pararescue for 15 and a half years. And then I crossed over, not quite sure what I was thinking at the time, but I went over to the Army for a couple of years, and now here at the 18-year mark, looking at going back to the Air Force here in a couple of months here. So,
okay, you're being very modest when you say that you were with Pararescue. Explain what Pararescue does.
Pararescue's main mission is personnel recovery. So if you have a pilot that's shot down behind enemy lines, we're the guys that go get them. You know, there's a friend of mine was on the Jessica Lynch rescue and so on and so forth. So basically any time that you've got people, equipment or whatnot that has to be picked up from behind enemy lines or in extremely austere environments, Pararescue goes and does that.
Now, that's an amazing task when you think about it, because in war, the last thing you want to do is be behind enemy lines, because that generally means you're a prisoner now. And you guys actually go in and, and remove stuff, which is an amazing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if my memory may not serve me. Were you, your organization was involved when, Ross Perot had to go back and get those employees from, EDS or whatever it was, EDT, mm-hmm. that were taken hostage in Iran, right?
Well, that's always been a little bit shadowy. Ross Perot does have a long historical connection with Pararescue. What's come out in the official documents has been the involvement of some former Special Forces guys, but word has it that the Pararescue had some, or former Pararescue men had some involvement in that. But honestly, I don't have all of the details on that.
Okay. All right, so now let's move into the subject at hand. I mean, sure. I something that you said back in 2007, 2008 always stuck in my mind. We were talking about how you train your men, and you mentioned something, and I'm paraphrasing here. You said, you know, when my guys start getting too slow, I stop them from lifting heavy, and I start making them do other type of work to bring them back up to speed, because you can kind of get you can actually slow yourself down by just doing the heavy, heavy grunt work, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anytime that, in my experience, you know, your body has a, you're always training motor patterns, and motor patterns being, you know, all inclusive. And so if you're doing, say, a lot of heavy lifting, that's kind of a slow type of activity. And so, you know, your ruck marching, your running and everything else is going to suffer when you do that. So you've got to, you know, get back out on the track, and you've got to start doing sprints again. You've got to start doing a lot of real high RPM type of activity to get your speed back up. And I think we've kind of solved that problem with this new program, just being more intelligent about how you train to maintain all of the different attributes that you need in your training. So I think we've overcome that, honestly.
Now, this is a big book. I mean, this is not, you know, typically people punch out these little books that are, you know, 70, 80 pages, and they try to synopsize everything in the world into one place.
Right.
Are you having to jump out of a plane right now?
No, sorry. I've got this little alarm here that I'm like trying to turn off. No,
it's all good. It's all good. Anyway, tell me, what made you stop and write this, first of all?
Well, it's ever since the last book came out. The last book was really the reason that I wrote that was Ian Edgar called me up. You might remember him.
We had him on the show. He had some great. We actually did a show for enlisted personnel that were in theater so that they could stay fit and healthy. Remember that? That was a great show.
Right. Yeah, and Ian invented duffel bag training back in 2001.
Right.
But he called me up, and Ian never yelled, and he yelled at me to write that book because I'd been working on it for years. And, I wrote it, and it's the why should you do, you know, all of these things. And at that point, I still had a lot of, theories and hypotheses floating around in my head that had yet to be tested. After I wrote the book, I went to Russia. I did a couple more deployments. I spent some time at the Mountain Warfare School, and I had an opportunity to do a lot of looking around and experimentation on myself and on my guys. And at the end of it, after this last deployment that we did, we closed down Iraq, and I came back and I said, all right, I've got enough information here. This works. I've got a bunch of clients right now that I'm using this system on, and they love it. They don't get sore. They don't get injured. They don't get overtired. They're not thrashed. You know, they are that healthy, vibrant operator that is, you know, they're looking for that next challenge every single day. You know, their biggest problem is keeping up with enough carbohydrates. To fuel this fire. So,
right. So
it was time.
So who would benefit? I mean, obviously, we're not expecting everybody out there to end up going to war, you know, the average civilian population. But mm-hmm. So who would benefit from this book?
Well, you know, it's written, you know, primarily, as you know, for the special operations and military type of person. But the beauty of it is that what this book really is, what the core theme here is, this is my own, programming model. This is basically the Morrison periodization model. And so really, you know, who it's best suited for is obviously the military folks. Adventure athletes will love this book. Guys that are in any type of long distance running, biking, any of that type of thing, speed mountaineering, hiking, these sorts of things.
What about people who like, you know, CrossFit came from a military beginning, and now I hear they have SEAL Fit, where the Navy SEALs are coming out with their own approach to CrossFit. Wouldn't someone who enjoys that type of personal best approach, that high ballistic movements and so on, wouldn't they benefit from this book as well? Somebody who's doing CrossFit, for instance?
It's possible. That the thing is, what you said there is a misnomer. I mean, CrossFit didn't come from the military. They have tried to get into the military market in a very big way, and they're very good at marketing. But CrossFit has actually been banned by a very long list of major commands.
Really?
The injury rate is through the roof. And when you spend $1 million plus on a guy and then he blows out his rotator cuff, you know, he's done, he's down, and you've wasted a ton of money.
Right.
The other thing that we see with programs like that is guys that are following that type or you could actually say lack of programming, they're always sore, they're always injured, they're always sick because they're destroying their body. They're really not having the proper amount of recovery. And you know, you see it all the time. I mean, guys are so sore that they can't get up into the armored vehicles very well, which means that they're not moving well. So you come under fire and, you know, these guys just can't move when it comes down to it out there. And I get hundreds of emails, you know, on this all the time. And then the other email I get is, hey, I was doing that. I got really badly injured. I can't go back to that. I'm looking for something. What can I do? And, you know, it's real easy for guys like myself to step in and say, well, you know, you need to do this. And then, of course, the next thing that I get is, well, why the hell aren't they teaching this? And, you know, well, I don't know. We're trying, man. We're trying.
Trying to get the word out. Exactly.
That's
and
right.
And we have to take a break here. Plug your website, first of all. Where can people get the new book?
Yeah, it's at www.morrisonsystem.com.
Okay. And the title of the book is The Morrison System. However,
yes.
The subtitle of the book is The Art and Science of Training for War. But mm-hmm. But think of it this way, for those of you listening to the show. There is no greater demand put on the body than war. And if you're one of these people who's interested in functional training, well, I want to do functional training. There's nothing more functional than saving your own life, you know? So
mm-hmm.
This is a great book for everybody. It really is. And it's an easy read, and it's very, very intuitive when you start reading it. You're like, ah, I see where he's going with this, okay? So check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Nate Morrison. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Just want to remind everybody that Age Force is running a special for my audience only. It ends at midnight tomorrow night for their new CoQ10 Omega-3 patch. Buy one, get one free. You do not have to sign up for any of the auto ships in order to take advantage of this. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out the Age Force banner ads. Take advantage of it today. We're talking with Nate Morrison. His new book is designed to allow you to become strong and agile, strong enough and agile enough to do what special forces individuals do. And it's really an amazing book. I just want to read this little brief portion of his dedication at the beginning of the book. And it says, "And to my brothers, the men of special operations worldwide, it's a strange situation and a wild occupation. We're all mad, you know." I love that. That's great. That sounds like something out of a James Bond movie. That's great. That's great. It's, we're all mad, you know.
It's actually an old, from an old patch from a an old pararescue unit. It's got the Cheshire cat up in the tree there, and it's got that on the patch. So it's kind of one of our old favorite historical quotes.
I love it. Now, one of the things I find interesting about the book, and it makes perfect sense, because if you're in theater, you don't have access to a 24-hour fitness to go in and squat and deadlift and stuff. You've got to use your body for a lot of this stuff, don't you?
Right, absolutely.
And that's all the craze right now. There's a whole body weight culture out there right now.
There is, and I like that. I remember hearing, and I saw it when I went to Russia, where they say, you know, you're not even allowed to lift weights until you're strong enough with body weight. And that always held a certain place in my mind as being a very good idea. And you really don't. I mean, you've got gyms over there in some of these places, but by and large, you need to be able to do what you need to do with your body. And it doesn't take much. I mean, to do everything that you need to do, you can just use your own body armor and a little bit of intelligent programming. The last place that I was, you didn't have the ability to really do any running, but you could certainly ruck march all day long and do everything else. So
right.
This would have worked really well over there. We happened to have our own little gym, so we did a little bit of both, and we ran anyway. You know, you've got to do what you got to do.
But now, I just want to make something clear for my audience. You're not espousing long distance running.
No.
The running that you talk about in here is like for 20 minutes. I mean, but you want people to kick it up. You also have people. I love this about. There's a couple things in the book that allow you to assess what your target 440 should be, for instance. And you take it down to if your 1 minute mile is between this and this, then your goal for this workout should be this in the 440. And I love that.
Right.
Gives people something to shoot for then.
Yeah, and you know, there's charts in there for your calisthenics and everything as well, where if, you know, say your max push-ups in 2 minutes is X, then you should be doing, you know, X number of sets of this many repetitions. That type of guideline will help to target people in and tell them and show them what they need to be doing, because the problem is out there, and it's just so pervasive in America, where there's so much information that there's no information, and people have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what they're talking about. They just go out there and they crush themselves, and then they wonder why they don't make any results. I'm involved with a number of folks in the, there's kind of a sub-community of guys that are trying to get ready for the various special operations selection programs. And these guys that are going out there and destroying themselves, you know, they're not making even the most pedestrian of standards, you know, a 1.5 mile run. They're not making the timeline of 10 minutes and 30 seconds, which is ridiculous. You can almost walk that fast.
Right.
You know, but, and they don't understand what's going on. And then you have my clients and they're just slaughtering these tests. So it's, you know, that right there tells me a whole lot about what we're doing. But it also, it's a very nice feedback mechanism because these are the guys that are actually going to pick up the book and look at it. And it gives me great confidence that you can pick it up and build your own program with the book and the workbook and be successful. Whereas everything else, really, we've gone from the bodybuilding culture. It was basically bodybuilding versus running, you remember, for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, right.
And then it turned into this just crush yourself mentality.
And which, and you know what? Not to come back to CrossFit, but that's really what CrossFit people do. When you look at some of them,
yes.
And why so many of them get injured, it's like they literally try to crush their bodies.
Right, right. Well, they run their immune systems down. They're sick all the time. They're injured all the time. Their flexibility and mobility is practically non-existent. Their form and technique is just terrible. And which, of course, is where the injuries come from. And I worked with some folks not too long ago in a gym, and they're great, great guys, but you know, no one ever stretched their piriformis muscle. And so they've got this bizarre, funky way of squatting that wrecks the knees, and they're all complaining of knee pain. And I'm watching this and I said, well, let's just stretch your piriformis out so that your femur can rotate. Now let's try squatting. And everyone's like, holy smokes.
Right.
You know, what's going on here? I'm like, guys, you got to stretch. You know, you've got to have some mobility here. You've got to, it has to be the whole thing. You cannot just crush yourself. We've known this for hundreds of years. It doesn't work. You know, you've got to do what's going to give you results, real world results.
And we kind of touched on this yesterday, when Brooks Kubik was on the show.
Nice.
And we talked about Milo and how he carried that baby bull. And I said,
and I said,
you know, this was the first organic loading pattern. He didn't,
yes.
He didn't decide how much to go up. The bull
right.
decided how much to go up and he just lifted
right.
it. And so,
this is a great concept
here. And,
mm-hmm.
and in your book, you have specific loading patterns that I like a lot. You talk about the wave loading pattern and which gives your body some time to recover. See, this is I'm actually in a reboot phase right now. I haven't been to the gym in 3 days and I'm actually thinking about taking the entire week off because I've been crushing myself for years now.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and I don't feel like I'm making progress anymore and I don't feel like I don't feel good.
Right.
And I'm like, and I got injured. I'm like, my shoulder's injured. My knee is injured. It's like, I'm going, wait a minute. This is supposed to be prolonging my life, not rubbing me out.
Right. Right. Yeah, there's anything that you do there. This is the beauty of periodization. Periodization is a planned variation or planned fluctuation of the variables. So your loading, your sets, your reps, your time, your intensity, everything about it should be periodized, not randomly, but a planned variation of all of these things. And, you know, the idea is, you know, to take Milo as a great example, which is kind of fun because I grew up on a farm. But if I go out and I lift a calf every day, I will get to a point where that load is too much and I'm not going to be able to progress. So if I put the calf down and, well, you know, now it would be, you know, a much larger animal.
Right.
If I put down that 6 month old and I went back to the young animal again, to the newborn calf and started all over again, well, the next time I would get further,
right.
And then I got to put the bull down again, go back to the newborn and keep working up that way because your body, if you don't program the rest in there, your body will program it for you and you won't like the way that it does it. It'll make you sick. You'll get injured. You'll have that general, lackadaisicalness.
Yeah. Sense of malaise. Yeah. I have it
Absolutely.
Now. I have it now.
Yeah. classic overtraining symptoms.
But you know what's really funny? It's really weird. I mean, it's not like as though we planned this, but there's a common theme in some shows that we've done this week, and that common theme keeps coming back. I talked mm-hmm. about this yesterday also. It's like if you've ever driven a stick shift car,
yeah.
you know that if you shift too soon, it starts to labor and chug.
Right.
Well, and the key is to stay within the power band, and learning the power band is critical. Now, that's
right.
one of the principles of your program, right? Like learning
yep.
your power band.
Absolutely. I love that analogy. I'm going to steal it.
That's quite all right. Yeah.
I'll give you credit.
Thank you. But yeah, so you talk a little bit about how, finding your power band.
Well, the deal is with this Morrison system or this system of periodization, what we're doing is we're breaking down what it is that the soldier or the adventure athlete is going to do. So you have the SAID principle, specific adaptation to imposed demand, right? So, but you can't do everything all the time at a high level and be successful. Otherwise, that means you're going to go out all day, every day on a full mission profile and crush yourself to death.
Right.
So what we did was we broke it into the major components that you're going to perform. So if I'm going to do an infiltration ruck march for, you know, let's say it's going to be a 6-hour event, I'm going to cover, you know, 18 miles or something like that. That's one thing, and it has some very specific strength characteristics to it. Strength, stamina, endurance, et cetera, et cetera. Then you're gonna cache your stuff, you're gonna get a lighter load, and you're gonna move to contact. You're moving faster, you're moving lighter, you're being very mindful of obstacles and all the tactical considerations. Then you've got, you know, someone starts shooting at you, or you start shooting at someone else. Now you're into a very explosive, powerful, a power-driven sprinting type of situation. And then inside of bayonet range, you've got hand-to-hand fighting. But if we do this on a separate day, each one of these types of activities, something that mimics those strength characteristics, then you are automatically programming your own periodization of the intensity, mm-hmm. of the load, of the sets and reps. All of those variables are now automatically programmed. So you could look at this, for example, even with kettlebell lifting, let's say on your long days, instead of an infiltration ruck march, you're doing 10-minute sets of Eurovoice sport. On the next day, you're doing, say, 3 to 5 minute sets with a heavier weight. Then you could be doing all explosive work the next day, and then straight up strength on the fourth day. Perfect. There's the system right there. So it can be applied to a whole bunch of different things. And you're not using the same energy systems. You're not using the same strength characteristics. There's your periodization right there, and it's all built in for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. Plug the website again. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the psychology of all of this. Obviously, psychology
sure.
plays even bigger role
mm-hmm.
when you're out there in theater and protecting your own life and the life of others. But obviously, psychology and mind-muscle connection all play into this. We're talking with Nathaniel Morrison. Nate, what's the website again?
It is www.morrisonsystem.com.
Check out the book. How much is the book?
Currently, it's $35.
That's a bargain. That's a bargain for this book. This I can tell all of the work you put into this. This is an amazing book. It covers a lot of ground. It really, really does. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Have you entered to win $600 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition? They have everything from multivitamins and protein powders, weight gainers, fat burners, everything. And anything in the Muscle Gauge Nutrition store can be yours. Up to $600 worth of product. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the enter the Muscle Gauge Nutrition drawing. The drawing occurs at the end of this month. Don't miss out on this opportunity, okay? Check it out. What are you waiting for? All right, we're talking with Nate Morrison about his new book. And this book is designed not only to teach you how to be strong, but really, this is a true form of functional strength when you think about it. What about the psychology of training? Obviously, that has to play a very, very big aspect from your standpoint, doesn't it?
It does, Carl, and you know the psychological aspect goes a lot deeper than a lot of people think, and it's nothing esoteric. Just you know, for example, we are in currently a culture where people refuse to think for themselves anymore, and it's one of the prerequisites for using the Morrison system is that you have to have a brain. I don't even respond to people that send me an email and say, hey, can you just give me a canned workout or a canned example? Because, you know, this book is for guys that are supposed to be able to think on their feet. And in order to think on your feet, you know, you've got to do all the things that an operator has to do. You've got to get in the regulations and the books and the research. You've got to do all of this stuff for yourself. And then you've got to assess yourself, accurately, which is why in the very beginning there's just an example of an assessment, you know, just basic military stuff, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups. But, you know, it amazes me how many people say, well, I'm gonna get into kick-ass shape here, but I'm not going to bother to see how many push-ups I can actually do. I'm just going to smoke myself. And
right.
then they wonder why nothing happens. That, to me, is a psychological failure, because you failed to face the reality of where you are right now. And you can't get, if I'm doing a map and compass exercise, and I go, all right, I've got to go from point A to point B. There's point B. I have no idea where I'm at. Well, you're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
You'll get somewhere, but it won't be where you want to go.
Right, exactly.
You know, so there's that. There's also, you know, I put in there something about, you know, sitting down, shutting up, tuning out everyone else, and just doing the right thing. Because there is tremendous pressure with all of the marketing that's out there and all of the different gee whiz, whiz bang stuff out there. People look at things and they say, oh, whoa, I should be doing that. It's like, no, man, what you need to do is you need to do the program and you need to be consistent, because this is key. You become what you do consistently. And if you consistently slack off, or you consistently just kind of run around and do a little of this and a little of that, then you're marginal at everything at best.
Yeah.
But if you commit yourself to something and you actually follow through with it and you tune out all of the noise that's out there, you'll get the results that you're looking for. The minute that you start letting other people influence what you're doing, you're going nowhere. And that's true everywhere else. You know, whether it's in combat or in a marriage or whatever else it is, you know, you've got to have the presence of mind and the self-discipline to do what you've got to do and do it right and tune the rest of it out. You know?
It's true. It's almost like we have ADD, and you're absolutely right, how people jump from one thing to another before they actually find out what's working. You know, Coach Dan John has an old saying that speaks to this.
Yeah.
The goal is to keep the goal the goal.
Yeah. I love Dan. He's great.
I know. And you know what else? The other thing is, and I've been thinking about this in my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
When you're training for competition, you have a point in time in the future that you're training up to. So you're going to peak. And then generally after that competition, like a powerlifting competition, let's say,
mm-hmm.
you don't continue to crush yourself. You're like, you did the competition, so now you detrain for a while and you take some time off and you recover. But those of us who train just as hard as mm-hmm. that person, but we never have an end point.
Right.
We destroy ourselves because we never have that end point. We don't have that mission critical stop point that we go, okay, mission accomplished. Now let me get back, refocus, recharge. No, we just, and that's what I say about myself. I haven't done anything except train like I'm going to a competition.
Right.
But with no stop point, and I really have set myself back now.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's part of why, you know, a lot of, especially with the workbook, I built templates and I built some very specific guidelines. For example, everything runs off of 8-week cycles. And the reason for that is so that people are forced to then reevaluate themselves and their program and where they're at and what they're doing and how they're going to go about doing it. And they should look in the examples later on of the wave-like loading and step loading and all that sort of thing. Because again, just like Milo, at the end of 8 weeks, you don't say, wow, I'm up to this level of performance and boy, this next cycle, I'm really going to crush it starting tomorrow.
Right.
No. You're really going to crush it 8 weeks from now, but right now you're going to chop your volume by 50% and you're going to start, you know, tomorrow you're doing loads that you haven't seen for 8 weeks. You know, this is really light, easy stuff, but by say the midpoint, 4 weeks in, you're going to be asking yourself what the hell you're doing, you know, because it's going to get hard. But without that 4 weeks of basically resetting, going back to the beginning or back 50% and coming up, you know, by the end of 4 weeks, you're crushed instead of on the rebound, surging. So again, if you think about a wave, you know, a wave peaks out, it crashes, it comes back down, and it rises again.
Right.
That's how you've got to do it. So. And guys that don't have the mental fortitude to sit down and the discipline and that attention deficit disorder You know, if they don't have that, they're not going to be successful. They're just not. They will always go through these cycles of being mediocre, almost getting there, or not, or frankly, in my experience, not even coming close. And they'll just keep repeating it. You know, the Einstein definition of insanity. I'm doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right.
You know, that to me is weakness.
Can the weightlifter use your loading patterns if he doesn't want to do, you know, the types of exercises that military personnel in theater are relegated to because they don't necessarily have access to equipment?
They could. If a weightlifter wanted to do that, I mean, it's not necessarily this isn't going to make you a champion bodybuilder or champion powerlifter. But if you're a guy that likes weightlifting, you could absolutely do the same thing. So on one day, you're rocking very, very high reps, up into the stamina, area, up in, you know, getting that good local muscular endurance.
Right.
The next day, you're down, you're doing, hypertrophy, so you're staying below 15 reps. The next day, you could do something that is, you know, your power stuff, so you're doing power and explosive stuff. And then on the last day, you're doing, just real, real super heavy. And
singles, doubles type stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's going to give you a hell of a body, and you will be one strong SOB. I guarantee you that. You'll be strong and you'll look good. You know, but within that specific type of fitness activity, that's going to be pretty general, although you will be a monster. I guarantee you that.
Well, would MMA fighters benefit from your book? I have to think that any extreme athlete, and when we talk about extreme athletes, we're talking about people who take their bodies and use it as a tool, not just want to look good in a mirror.
Yep.
Would an MMA fighter benefit? Because you talk, in this book, you talk about the different types of exercises that translate over to the different types of movements, like hand-to-hand combat, and so on and so forth. I got to believe this book would benefit anybody who's training MMA fighters.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the big things that I see with MMA is that guys run out of gas really fast. I mean, that first round, second round is over, and the guys are just spent. Stamina is a huge, huge problem in MMA. And, you know, really, one of the, like, you can use the programming model very easily for MMA. Again, one day you come in and you're doing, you know, long rounds of lighter intensity and so on and so forth. You just follow the model on down. But, you know, the other thing that's key for the MMA guys, when it comes to the continuum of martial arts, MMA is pretty primitive. You know, it's basically two guys get in the ring and they slug it out really hard. And really, it's kind of the bigger, faster, stronger guy generally is the guy that comes out on top. Sometimes technique is what gets the guys, but usually not. Their technique is usually pretty bad. But where the guys could really use this in MMA is under the principles of execution. You can't go all out every time. And so there's a lot of things like the ability to mitigate fatigue. There's a lot that I think MMA guys could really benefit from, as far as cross training, doing, you know, more biking, more swimming, more running, that type of thing. I know a lot of guys in the local area here, and they just go in the gym and they train and they train and they train. But they get into the ring, they have a stress response, they're breathing faster, their blood pressure's up, their heart rate's way up, and they don't know how to mitigate the stress and they don't know how to mitigate the fatigue. And so if they don't make it in that first round, they're spent, and that it happens on both sides. You know, both corners are just smoked. So,
you know, that's a really important point. So you feel that this book teaches some philosophies to help individuals control that inner working stress that actually is working against them.
There is. And honestly, this is part of why we're doing the website that we are, and we haven't really talked about that. But within the book, just to answer that question directly, there's a section on breathing. There's a section on the execution or principles of execution when you're doing exercise. You know, a lot of people say no pain, no gain. Well, that's wrong because all pain is tissue destruction. That's not what you want. However, you should train in discomfort, and there's a huge difference. Breathing is massive, and whatnot. But what we're doing on the website is we're right now we're selling the book, the workbook, and 6 months free access to the website for $50.
Wow!
And on the website, what I'm doing is I'm putting up videos that will show you. So, for example, I've got like 9 videos on just how to write out the programming for yourself, which if you look at the workbook, all it is circling, just circling things and following a few basic rules until you get down to your individual day of training. And then all you're doing is you're writing out, 4 to 5 individual programs, which you then just change the variables of. So it's very easy, but we explain all of that on the videos, and then we'll have, you know, all different exercises and breathing and, you know, techniques on how to run, swim, ruck march, equipment issues, et cetera. So it's something that it's made to be a support community for the guys that buy the book.
Right. Yeah, this is really exciting stuff. I got to tell you something. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We're talking with Nathaniel Morrison. Give the website again. You don't have to say the WW part.
Morrisonsystem.com, Carl.
Morrison, and that's SS, right?
No, that's MORRISON.
Okay.
System.
I knew there was, I forgot it. It was 2 R's, not 2 S's. MorrisonSystems.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I wanna love you every day and every night.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPT PC. Ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. How long has the book been out, Nate?
The book's been out approximately 1 week.
And what is some of the feedback you're getting?
Everything I've gotten so far has been really, really positive. Not just saying that because we're on the radio. There's just a lot of information in here that resonates with the guys, and you know, things that, you know, guys that don't have the background in medicine or exercise physiology or anything like that, they've always kind of wondered about. Now finally someone's saying, you know, something that resonates with their own experiences. And so I get a lot of emails here, speaking to that point. You know, this morning I got an email about running and whatnot. And, it's just really great to know that you're touching the guys that matter. You know, these are military guys, law enforcement guys, and, so far, it's just been really, really, really positive.
And, you know, from that standpoint, while your training guide can help people develop strength and obviously develop stamina and endurance, clearly the thing that sets you apart is probably it increases a person's skill levels in specific functions. So whether you're an extreme sports person, an MMA fighter, or somebody who has wanted to change it up a little bit. You've been training in the gym for years. You know you can squat. You know you can deadlift. You know you can do kettlebell swings till the cows come home. But now you want to take that and focus it and funnel it into some things that you want to do, maybe in a sports venue or something. This can help increase your agility, your coordination.
Yep.
Kind of bring it all together. You know, it's cohesive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing up skill, because skill is that one thing that everyone is really neglecting and honestly paying absolutely no attention to here lately. If you don't have the skill, then you will hit a wall. One analogy and then one real life example. I like to use shooting as an example. A lot of times people lift in this manner. So if I take my rifle and I go out to the shooting range and I just point it generally down range and let off a whole bunch of rounds, I'm probably not going to hit the target, which means that I've failed in what I'm trying to do. And that's how a lot of people lift or exercise. They just kind of go out there and they just, you know, blast away and they're not really accomplishing anything. And so let me give you a real life example. I happen to know a young lady who is currently in Olympic lifting. And right now, for her age and for her weight and everything like that, she is, you know, world-class level. And there's this illusion that everything is being done correctly here because of that. But the problem is that her form and technique are absolutely horrible.
Huh.
And so when she moves up into the next competition level, she will not be competitive in that. You know, she'll be, you know, kind of what we call the one-hit wonders, you know, where she was great, you know, as a child athlete coming up and then hits the big time and bam, if she doesn't clean that up, that's it. She's not going to the Olympics with the current form and technique that she's got. She's just not. It's not possible. And she doesn't really understand that, neither does her coach and all that sort of thing, which is kind of unfortunate, and I'm hoping that they get on board with that soon. But again, without that technical skill, you run into a wall. And you know, it's the same thing with a PT test. If your skill at doing a push-up stinks, you will always hit a wall and you will never be able to get that max score that you're always looking for.
Yeah.
So it applies to everything, absolutely everything. Skill and technique must come first, and you have to understand, if you don't have it in the first place or you're not good at it, as you fatigue, you will lose the ability to apply the skill, which means that you will hit that point of failure far sooner than your competitor will. So if the skill doesn't come first, you've got a very limited time frame. So,
you know, you put a lot of information into breathing, something that appears innocuous and that doesn't need a discussion. From the health standpoint, there are many out there, practitioners, who understand that a lot of diseases of the nervous system find their beginnings in people who breathe shallow. You put a lot of effort into explaining the methodology behind breathing. How important is breathing, do you feel, to the whole thing? Is it really the most important, or is it just marginally important?
It's everything.
And no one thinks about breathing, do they, Nate?
No, they don't. It's, people are always really amazed. You know, typically if we use, let's say, a push-up, and, you know, everyone out there, they will inhale on the way down and then exhale on the way up.
Right.
And when I have people switch that breathing so that they exhale on the way down and inhale on the way up, they're astonished that their fatigue goes completely away. They get done with a max set of push-ups and they're not even out of breath at all.
Really?
You know, and what? Oh yeah, absolutely. Try it. Try it out. Sometimes it'll take you a couple of days and some practice. And again, we'll have videos here this week on the website about this. But breathing is everything. I mean, we could literally spend days and days on breathing. But it really is. It is everything. The breathing has to be the most important component of movement that you've got. And so when it comes to, you know, say you're a voice sport or kettlebells, I mean, it's all breath driven. I was astonished when I went to Russia, just how much breathing is involved. And this all comes, all of my experience there with breathing comes out of the Russian martial art of
really.
It's just amazing. If you get a chance, Vladimir Vasilyev has a couple of phenomenal products on breathing. His website is RussianMartialArt.com. I really encourage you to pick up his book and his DVDs. Really, really fantastic. But breathing is everything. You know, when it comes to the pH balance of your blood, you know, because, for example, as there's this big, everyone's still talking about lactic acid. They don't realize that lactate is actually an energy source in endurance events and has no impact at all on you. But the positively charged hydrogen and ammonia ions that are caused from muscular contraction, muscular breakdown, you know, you've got to get, you know, those turn the blood acidic. And the way that you change the pH of the blood more to the alkaline is breathing. And if your breathing is inefficient, then that's not happening. And you just, it's a vicious cycle downward. Or you can breathe properly, maintain an alkaline state, and your endurance is greatly, greatly enhanced.
You know what I learned from a guy who has a dojo here in Kentucky. He said he said American people have a problem. They're all so fixated on having washboard abs that they restrict their own breathing. He said you cannot.
Yeah.
He said to me, he's the one who taught me the bottom third of the lungs.
Yes.
Are responsible for absorbing close to 60% of all the oxygen. He said, but when you're busy trying to keep your abs flat, you don't fill them up. He says the belly must move in order for you to breathe properly.
Yes. It's one of the biggest problems that we have is getting people to breathe correctly, because the diaphragm is that curved, it's curved with the rib cage. And when it contracts, it pushes down, so it compresses the guts. And in order to be efficient, that belly has to move in and out. This is not an up and down, it's an in and out thing. So if you can get guys to do that, and I'll have them, like, I'll put a weight on their stomach and make them belly breathe by pushing the weight up and down.
Right.
And after a few weeks, they'll get it. Striking within the Russian martial arts really helps to drive that point home as well. Having that dynamic character in the abdominals is really, really important. And it's something that, you know, one of these days you should have on, my good friend, Dr. Grove Higgins. He can spend weeks on just, proper abdominal function.
Well, hook it up. Put after the show's over, email the two of us and put us together.
Okay. You got it. Absolutely. But yeah, breathing and efficient breathing. People wonder what the second wind in running is.
Right.
It's when your body finally says, that's it, I've had it, and it returns to diaphragmatic breathing.
I'll be
that's
damn.
When the second wind kicks in. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, absolutely. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yep. Yeah, and the body has to say that, right? It says, I'm done with you, you idiot. You're thinking too much. Let me handle this.
Right, right, exactly. When you fatigue the accessory muscles, and those the intercostals and everything, and your upper chest says, look, we've had it. We're done. The only alternative then left is diaphragmatic breathing. And then you go, whoa, this feels great. I can run forever.
You know, I remember when I was in college, all the rage back then was the Royal Canadian Air Force's exercise manual.
Oh yeah,
you remember that?
I haven't looked at that in years.
Right, right. But remember how good that was? I mean, they had you doing different types of squat lunges, and they had all sorts of great exercise in there. And again, it was all body weight type stuff. Do you foresee the Morrison system falling into that category where it transcends the military slash? Law enforcement personnel type, and actually the average person goes, wow, this is a great way to get in shape and increase robust health.
Gosh, I hope so. I really do. Because, Carl, right now, I think this is the only book out there right now that puts it all together and talks about all of the things that are important. You know, if you're in the gym and you're cranking weight, you know, you're not building you're not building athletic coordination and agility. And, you know, I got news for you. That creeps into every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
You know, I live in Colorado. I'm sitting here at Palmer Park staring at Pikes Peak, which I'm going to go up and do part of the bar trail later on today. I mean, this is what human beings are supposed to do. Get out there and live and be active. And if you don't know how, I mean, this, you know, today we go for a long walk. Tomorrow we go for a shorter walk that's faster. Then we do some sprints, and then we do some leg strength.
And you know what? You just hit on something. When people age, what happens to them is they become afraid to venture out of their comfort zone because they become infirm. That's where the word infirm comes from. And, and older people, they want to take those long walks, but they're afraid to. And it's because they're not constantly engaging those mechanisms in the body. And,
right.
and I got to be honest with you, even in myself, I can squat, I can deadlift, I can do this stuff. But, you know, a couple years ago when I was in Phoenix, I was doing those, walking those mountains out there.
And
you know what? And I'm afraid, I don't think I could do that right now. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, that's sad. I need to get myself back, quote unquote, in shape. It's not enough to be able to deadlift, squat, and bench press. You've got to be able to carry your body in an emergency and do things that...
Right.
You shouldn't have to think about, oh my God, this building's on fire. I've got to go down 120 flights of stairs. I don't think I can make it. That's got to be a terrible thought.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to be resigned to the fact that, you know, this is where I die because I don't have the confidence to do that.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Or truly the ability. So it's, I would love to, though, you know, to address another issue. One of the things I've learned over the years, because you've known me for a long time, and I've been trying to change military fitness for about a decade, maybe a little more. And I've realized that you're just not going to do it from the inside. There's too many forces and factors involved there. I would love for the Morrison system to take off because it's so common sense. You don't get injured. You don't get smoked. When you talk about functional fitness, what is functional fitness, Carl? It's the ability to do your job. And when you smoke yourself in the gym and you're so sore that you can't climb into the turret of an MRAP, that's not functional training.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm so sick of these guys going, oh, this is functional because we're flipping a tire. Get out of here. You know?
That's only effective if you happen to work for Caterpillar and you have to change tires on tractors.
Exactly right. Exactly right. This is the only thing out there that's gonna be, this is the best solution for the military, period. And so I would love for them to pick it up, and I hope that they will. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from the guys, and I'd love for it to make a huge impact.
Give the website again, Nate.
It is Morrison System. .com, MORRISON.
SYSTEM. So it's singular, not plural. MorrisonSystem.com.
Yep.
Go there. Yep. Check out the book. $50 includes 6 months of consultations, too. You can't beat that.
No.
You can't beat that. Nate, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Talk pleasure to you soon. As always.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, literally a really quick one, and come right back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay. I want to thank you for listening to today's show. I also want to say that Nate Morrison is a true American hero. And he deserves the support of the Superhuman audience. So go to his website. Check out the information. If you think that you're lacking the agility, the ability that rhymes with agility, to do the things that you want to do with your newfound strength and physique, buy the book. I'm telling you, I'm really impressed. I'm actually thinking of using this for my reboot period. Maybe I'm going to put down the weights for a little while and start doing more body weight stuff because my body is crying. My shoulder is in bad shape. I told you about the pinched nerve in my neck. Now my right knee has been hurting me. And I just feel like, you know what? I don't want to take off. I don't want to just not do anything. But I feel like I need to do something that is quasi-rehabilitative as well as will maintain the body mass that I have right now and maybe even finally help me lean out the rest of the way before my 54th birthday. So check it out. Go to Morrison System. Morrison System, SYSTEM.com. And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to have our first episode of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy since Coach Wade Johnson got married. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. We'll see you then.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.